Chapter 6, Minority Communities and Cannabis. The cannabis industry is in the midst of rapid growth and legalization, with numerous states and countries embracing its use for both medical and recreational purposes. Nonetheless, the advantages of this burgeoning industry have not been equitably distributed across all communities. This chapter will discuss the nexus between minority communities and the cannabis industry, encompassing the historical context of cannabis criminalization, the challenges that minority communities confront in accessing the industry's benefits, and potential solutions aimed at fostering equity within the cannabis landscape. The history of cannabis criminalization. Let us dive into an exploration of the history of cannabis criminalization, not only in the United States, but also in other nations. We will trace the demonization of cannabis back to the early 20th century and examine how this vilification led to the disproportionate criminalization of minority communities, particularly Black and Brown populations. Furthermore, we will dissect the role of the war on drugs in perpetuating the criminalization of cannabis and the disproportionate consequences it exacted upon minority communities. The criminalization of cannabis boasts a complex history that unfurls across more than a century. Several pivotal moments mark this journey. 1. Early 20th century. The genesis of cannabis criminalization in the United States can be traced back to the early 1900s, where the focus was on the use of cannabis by Mexican immigrants and African Americans. Numerous politicians and law enforcement officials held the belief that cannabis use was synonymous with criminal behavior and social deviance. 2. 1930s. The 1930s witnessed the federal government's heightened involvement in the criminalization of cannabis. The Federal Bureau of Narcotics, under the leadership of Harry Anslinger, initiated a propaganda campaign against cannabis, alleging that it incited insanity and violence. 3. 1937. A pivotal year in the timeline. 1937 marked the passage of the Marijuana Tax Act, effectively criminalizing cannabis at the federal level. This law mandated individuals to pay taxes on cannabis use while simultaneously deeming it illegal to possess or sell cannabis without a tax stamp. 4. 1960s and 1970s. The counterculture movement and the emergence of the hippie subculture in the 1960s and 1970s brought cannabis use into sharper focus. Many young people embraced cannabis as a form of rebellion and self-expression. 5. 1980s and 1990s. The 1980s and 1990s ushered in the intensified war on drugs, viewing cannabis use as a grave public health threat. Legislation such as the Anti-Drug Abuse Act of 1986 and the Omnibus Anti-Drug Abuse Act of 1990 established stringent, mandatory minimum sentences for drug offenses, encompassing cannabis offenses. 6. 2010s. In more recent times, there has been a discernible shift in attitudes toward cannabis. An increasing number of states have moved to legalize its use for medical and recreational purposes. However, cannabis still remains illegal at the federal level, and many individuals continue to confront legal repercussions for cannabis offenses. The history of cannabis criminalization is inextricably linked to issues of race, immigration, and social control. As attitudes toward cannabis continue to evolve, it is imperative to acknowledge the historical injustices and biases that have underpinned its criminalization. We must work steadfastly to foster more equitable policies and practices surrounding cannabis use, transcending the shadows of a discriminatory past. Racial disparities in cannabis arrests and incarceration. In this section, we will dive into the